I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me is my fellow staff writer, guy I like to call Chuck. Charles Chuck Bryant. How are you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing great, Joshua. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Chuck. I've been thinking a lot about carbon dioxide.
As you are often want to do.
Yeah. I've come up with the theory that carbon dioxide is getting an awfully bad rap these days.
Yeah, all you hear about is your carbon footprint, like your Sasquatch stepping on every beautiful thing on Earth.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, we are having a problem with carbon dioxide, but It's really us.
Yeah, it's a human problem.
Exactly. There's a type of carbon dioxide emission called anthropogenic, which means it's all exclusively human created.
Mm-hmm.
Now, carbon dioxide is a vital part of Earth's processes. It's part of a biogeochemical process.
Right.
The carbon cycle. It's like the rain cycle, that kind of thing. And there's carbon dioxide stored in the atmosphere, in the ocean, in
right.
the soil.
And plants.
This is where these are stored. Plants, exactly. Another place that it's stored is in decaying carbon-based life forms or former life forms, say dinosaurs or things like that.
Right.
You know, stuff that's become things we use for fossil fuel. Mm-hmm. Now, rather than this carbon dioxide being released organically, we're digging this stuff up, burning it, and releasing this carbon dioxide en masse in a very inorganic way.
Right. That's called OIL.
Which is?
Oil.
Oh, yeah, right. I thought you were abbreviating something.
No.
Acronym? No?
No, just good old-fashioned oil. We
gotcha.
Burn it, and the CO2 leaves as waste, just like in a snap.
Exactly.
There's nothing.
Instead of taking place over eons.
Right,
which is where our problem comes in. What's the solution?
Well, one solution would be to, if you could somehow capture this carbon.
You're blowing my mind here, Chuck. What are you talking about?
I know. You can actually do this. There's three ways you can capture carbon. One before it's burned, called pre-combustion. One after it's burned, called post-combustion.
Logically
before
enough.
It leaves the old smokestack.
Mm-hmm.
And then the old oxy-fuel combustion, which is when you add almost pure oxygen to the CO2, and when it burns, it just makes allows you to separate it out a little easier.
Gotcha. So that's kind of like post-combustion taken to an extra step.
It's post-combustion supreme.
Nice. Okay. All right. So we've got a way to capture it, and actually, as I understand it, a typical electrical utility or power plant that outfits itself with a self-sustaining carbon capture system can run at like with 85% or 95% less
reduced
carbon dioxide emissions.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah.
But you've got all this carbon dioxide. What are you going to do with it?
Well, ideally, you could throw it in a Ziploc bag and put it in the dark recesses of the back of your fridge.
Okay.
You can't do that, but we have something almost as good called the abyssal plane. Do you know what that is?
I do. That's where the Titanic is, baby.
Right, which is deep, deep, deep into the ocean.
Two and a half miles?
Yeah, it's 2.5 miles, 4,000 meters
4,000 meters for our Canadian friends.
Right, and down there, it's dark, my friend. Very dark. Nothing lives. Nothing grows.
No, there's no photosynthesis.
It's very cold.
Don't kid yourself.
No, and there's a heck of a lot of pressure. Almost 6,000 pounds per square inch of pressure,
which
compared
to
about 14 pounds on the surface.
Yeah, I would think they'd crumple a full soup can, which is pretty much my measure of power.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's very cold down there, too.
Yeah, it is. It's very cold. It's about 2 degrees, which is chilly.
Okay, so all this makes it an ideal setting, the abyssal plain an ideal setting for carbon dioxide storage, right?
Exactly. But the question is, how do you get it down there and contain it?
Well, okay. All right, I've got one for you. There was a group in the late 90s who figured you could just put it at the bottom.
Right.
Because of the pressure and the temperature, liquefied carbon dioxide should be negatively buoyant, which means not only will it not float, it'll actually sink.
Right.
And ideally stick to the bottom of the sea floor. When they tried it, they injected some into a beaker. It turned into this lava lampy glob
right,
stuff.
Right, and just kind of floated away.
Yes. Yeah. So a guy named Dr. David Keith came up with an idea. Put in bags.
Right, just like the Ziplocs, except, you know, they're
right.
Not Ziplocs.
Right, exactly. We also already have carbon dioxide pipeline technology.
Right,
so
this
we could
happen.
Just build it down to these planes and, you know, just capture this CO2 and put them in these giant bags, which by Dr. Keith's estimate could hold 2 days worth of all the anthropogenic carbon dioxide emissions that we put out.
Right, which is great. And you never know, you might be able to use it one day in the future.
Exactly. We may be able to synthesize a fossil fuel from this captured carbon.
That's crazy.
It is.
My brain is melted.
Nice. That's what I'm here for. So if you want to learn all about carbon capture and storage, we have a lot of articles on it. Go on to HowStuffWorks.com, type in CO2, capture and storage in the search bar.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.